This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. New York City officials say that almost half of the people arrested at pro-Palestinian protests at two campuses there this week are not affiliated with either school. That news follows repeated claims by the city's mayor that outside agitators escalated the protests that led to the arrests. NPR's Emma Bowman has more.
The arrest breakdown follows mounting pressure for New York Mayor Eric Adams to reveal how many of those arrested at Columbia University and City College of New York were students. Protests at Columbia hit a turning point on Tuesday after demonstrations took over Hamilton Hall. School officials said outsiders unaffiliated with the school were leading the occupation of the building, and the school called in the NYPD. Many demonstrators later moved to protest at nearby City College. The city said Thursday that 134 of the 282 people arrested at both schools were not students or faculty there. Students have criticized the heavy use of force by police who showed up in riot gear. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
A flood watch remains in effect in parts of Texas until later this afternoon as rain continues to fall in the region. Hundreds of people have had to be rescued as their homes flooded. And in Harris County, Judge Lina Hidalgo says one area was particularly hard hit.
That was very close to the East Fork of the San Jacinto River, around the Idlewild, Idle Glen area. And there was water in several areas. By the rooftops, there was, you know, large truck in the water, cars in the water, just really, really severe stuff.
In rural East Texas, meanwhile, game wardens used airboats to rescue people who did not evacuate in time. The Alabama Supreme Court is refusing to revisit its decision that frozen embryos are children. But Pat Duggins of member station Alabama Public Radio explains that the decision was not unanimous.
Alabama's high court voted 7-2 against rehearing evidence in the case of two families whose embryos were lost during fertility treatment. The February decision stated those embryos were children. The dissenting justices say the sweeping implications of that statement require a second look. Cynthia Peacock teaches political communication at the University of Alabama. She says the decision also leaves pro-life Republicans with a tough messaging problem.
They're trying to distance themselves from a wildly unpopular decision made by the Alabama Supreme Court while also reaffirming their pro-life bona fides.
The Medical Association of Alabama supported revisiting the case due to the cloud of uncertainty that remains for the healthcare community. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
A portion of Interstate 95 in Connecticut, remains closed this weekend after a crash on Thursday caused a gasoline tanker truck to catch fire. The blaze destroyed an overpass. Crews are expected to have the bridge completely removed sometime Sunday, and Connecticut's governor says I-95 is expected to reopen on Monday. That travel corridor is a major link between New England and New York. You're listening to NPR News. The UK's ruling Conservative Party took a pounding in local elections on Saturday. In London, Labour Party member Sadiq Khan won his third straight term as mayor. He finished 11 percentage points ahead of his closest rival. And in several other major cities, other Labour Party mayors won re-election as well. Khan says the vote is a good sign for the Labour movement.
I'm really reassured by the results across the country, in parts of the country that hasn't seen a Labour representative for 14 years.
And in another blow, the Conservative incumbent in the West Midlands lost his bid for re-election. More than 116,000 pounds of ground beef that's been produced by Cargill Meat Solutions have been recalled. That's because of concerns over possible E. coli contamination. The contaminated meat was sold at dozens of Walmart stores along the East Coast. NPR's Juliana Kim has more on the story.
The USDA says the recalled items include trays of ground beef and burger patties produced in late April. The agency says that so far there have been no confirmed reports of illness. Cargill Meat Solutions said in a statement that it became concerned of a possible contamination after discovering previously segregated product had ended up being used in ground beef production and launched the voluntary recall out of an abundance of caution. The various meat products were sold to Walmart stores in several East Coast states from Vermont to North Carolina. The USDA advises consumers to either throw out the contaminated beef or return it to the place of purchase. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
And I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One.
With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.